New Year in Dublin. We all know that December is the biggest party month of the year. There are office parties, end of the school parties, Christmas celebrations, and New Year's Eve parties. Of course, the New Year's Eve party is usually the biggest of them all. It is the last chance to let your hair down before resolving to get in shape for the following year. One great place to celebrate this is in one of the world's liveliest cities, Dublin. Let's see how you could spend your New Year in Dublin. 31st December, 10 o'clock. Food before drink. The first thing you need in the morning is a good breakfast. We suggest that you start your day with a delicious Irish breakfast. Egg, bacon, sausage, fried bread, tomatoes, and beans. Then for lunch, we recommend some traditional Irish stew, a kind of soup with meat and vegetables. Two of our favorite restaurants are Gallagher's Boxty House and The Shack. However, if you want something less local, there are hundreds of restaurants in Dublin to choose from, including Chinese, Italian, Indian, Lebanese, and Mongolian. 31st December, 1500 hours, or 3 o'clock. Let's drink! In the evening, you will want to celebrate in one of Dublin's many pubs. But which one? Planning an evening out in Dublin seems like an impossible task, as the city is full of them. In fact, the writer James Joyce once wrote in his book Ulysses, Leopold Bloom, a good puzzle would be to try to cross Dublin without passing a pub. Just to help you choose one, we have a few recommendations for you, but be careful because they are all popular and you'll have to book your tickets in advance for the New Year celebrations. The Brazen Head is in the south of the city. It's more than 800 years old, and it's Dublin's oldest pub, built in 1198. It's lively, and it's got lots of character. Another popular Dublin drinking hole is the Kays in Temple Bar, an area of Dublin. It is a friendly pub with traditional Irish music and dancing. Don't be surprised if you get dragged into an impromptu sing-along by some friendly locals. Further down the road is the Left Bank Bar. This was one part of the Bank of Ireland, and it has amazing decor with its coins embedded in the walls. You can also walk around the old vaults in the basement. Right next door to the Left Bank Bar is the Oliver St. Gocherty. Oliver was a very interesting man, and his story is worth retelling. He is a politician, sportsman, doctor, and many other things. During the Civil War in 1922, he was captured and sentenced to execution. Fortunately, he managed to escape. The Irish poet W.B. Yeats wrote this about the escape. Pleading a natural necessity, he got into the garden, plunged under a shower of revolver bullets, and as he swam, the ice-cold December stream promised it, should it land him safely, two swans, which is translated as, he said he wanted to go to the toilet, got into the garden, ran as they fired at him, and swam across the river. He promised to put two swans in the river if he survived. Luckily, he did survive, and he later delivered two swans to the River Liffey. The pub is fantastic. There is a constant party atmosphere in the downstairs bar, where they play a mixture of modern music and traditional Irish tune with lots of people dancing. Upstairs, live Irish bands play on weekends and special occasions, like New Year's Eve. You never need to order your drinks more than once, as the friendly bar staff always remember what you are drinking. Nightclubs. If you don't want to go to a pub, you may like to go to one of the many nightclubs in Dublin. Dublin has plenty to offer you. There is Odeon, which is a converted railway station. This is where Dublin's hip and sophisticated young things go. POD is also popular. It was once voted European Club of the Year and attracts all Dublin's house music fans. If you really feel like spoiling yourself and fancy some celebrity spotting, go to The Kitchen. This is owned by the Irish rock band and Dublin lovers U2. It is considered by many people to be the best nightclub in the city, if not the world. The music ranges from contemporary dance to hardcore drum and bass. Although popular with celebrities, U2 themselves don't put in many appearances. 31st December, 2320. the stroke of midnight. Okay, you've got your tickets for a New Year party, but before you go, you should go to the city center. Thousands of Dubliners go here to hear the bells of Christ Church Cathedral. The 15th century bells ring at the stroke of midnight, which marks the start of the new year. The event is popular, so get there before midnight with several jumpers to guarantee a place in the middle of the action. There will be singing, usually drunken versions of Auld Lang Syne, and plenty of kisses from random strangers. After you've enjoyed yourself here, you can go to your pub for dancing and drinking. 1st January 2004. Any energy left? If New Year's Eve hasn't left you too exhausted, there's plenty to do and see when you wake up, if you do, on New Year's Day during the day. There's a City Tours bus tour, which takes you past all of Dublin's famous landmarks. You can get on and off the bus as often as you like to explore the sights and then catch the next bus when you're done. It is worth stopping at Dublin Zoo and, of course, the Guinness Factory. Here you can watch how Guinness is made and try the finest pint of Guinness Dublin has to offer while enjoying panoramic views of the city. And, of course, the hair of the dog will be perfect for any hangover. So, you're stuck for something to do this New Year? Dublin is the answer. With some of Europe's best shopping, a rich and diverse history and culture to explore, and of course the world's finest pubs and hospitality, you'll have the time of your life. Auld Lang Syne. Here are the lyrics to this internationally famous song. It's Scottish English. Most native speakers don't really know what the words mean, but they enjoy singing them anyway. Learn them and join in on New Year's Eve.
1, 2, 3.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and the days of Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for the sake of Auld Lang Syne.
Happy New Year!